This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pharmaceutical group AstraZeneca announced Wednesday it will partner with Germany's IDT Biologica to produce more COVID-19 vaccines for Europe. The two companies are exploring options to accelerate output of the completed AstraZeneca vaccine in the second quarter of 2021, AstraZeneca said in a statement. Wary of infection numbers exploding again, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will seek to extend strict curbs at least until the end of February as fatigue grows with the partial lockdown in Europe's top economy. Meantime, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was due to explain the EU's vaccine strategy to the European Parliament in Brussels Wednesday, with the bloc's leadership under growing pressure. Vaccine supply issues have already caused a diplomatic dispute after AstraZeneca said it would not be able to immediately ship the doses it promised to Britain and the EU. A stricter lockdown will be imposed in Greece starting Thursday, in particular in the Athens region, as the prime minister warned his country was facing a third COVID-19 wave. Tuesday, Peru began administering shots developed by China's Sinopharm, while Argentina approved the Indian-made version of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Japan will start vaccinations next week, most likely the Pfizer-BioNTech shot, but it is scrambling to secure suitable syringes so doses don't go to waste. A 116-year-old French nun, who is believed to be the world's second oldest person, has survived COVID-19. French media reported Tuesday Sister Andre tested positive in mid-January, but just 3 weeks later she has recovered and is healthy enough to look forward to her 117th birthday Thursday. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first visit as president to the Pentagon Wednesday as the U.S. military seeks to address far-right extremism and racism among its troops. Mr. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will head to the seat of the Department of Defense in the early afternoon, where they will be greeted by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and top generals and civilian officials, the White House said. Austin, a retired general and former U.S. Middle East commander, is the first African-American to hold the position. Democratic lawmakers prosecuting former U.S. President Donald Trump are set to detail their case against him Wednesday in a long-shot bid to convince skeptical Republican senators they should impeach him. Mr. Trump's second impeachment trial opened Tuesday with Democrats showing harrowing video footage of the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters, where they smashed doors, broke into the Senate chamber, and led riots that left five people dead. Mr. Trump faces a single charge of inciting the insurrection after he told enraged Republican supporters near the White House to, quote, fight like hell, end quote. Both sides will flesh out their cases starting Wednesday, with the Democrats going first. Tens of thousands of people took part in a protest march led by Buddhist monks against Myanmar's military coup in Mandalay Wednesday. The march came a day after police in the country's second largest city used water cannon and fired warning shots in an attempt to disperse demonstrators. As of late afternoon Wednesday, there were no reports of any clashes with police. The march comes after authorities enforced a legal ruling designed to prevent people from protesting in large numbers, as well as motorized processions in Mandalay and Yangon, while also imposing an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew. The wife of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has flown to Germany from Russia, the Interfax news agency reported Wednesday, citing a source. No word yet on exactly why. Navalny himself was flown to Germany last summer after being poisoned with what many Western countries said was a military-grade nerve agent. A top ally of the imprisoned Russian opposition leader has announced a new type of anti-government protest, urging residents of big cities to briefly gather in residential courtyards this weekend with their cell phone lights on. Around 20 United Nations peacekeepers were wounded in an attack on their base in central Mali Wednesday, a UN spokesperson said, offering a provisional toll. Unidentified militants attacked a temporary base in the war-torn center of the Sahel state around 7 a.m. The spokesperson for the UN's multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in Mali said the position was, quote, targeted by direct and indirect fire, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.